In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, when the Archangel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary that she was going to conceive and give birth to the Messiah, there was a pause, a moment of complete silence in the entire universe. The plan of salvation for mankind depended on the answer of that virgin. So heaven and earth were in suspense about what was going to happen. You see, Mary had made a vow of virginity. She had consecrated her life totally to God. So how can this be, she wonders. How can this be that I will bear a child? What seems to be contrary to the promise I made to God. And she voices her concern. She asks the angel, how can this be if I know not man? How can this happen if I am and will always remain a virgin? But the angel assured her that the plan of God would not hurt in any way her vow of virginity. She was to conceive and to give birth and remain a virgin by the power of the Holy Ghost. And in order to show that God had the power to do such a miracle, the angel Gabriel brought to Mary the good news that her relative, Elizabeth, was expecting a child in spite of her old age. The argument was, if God can make a barren woman to bear a child, so he has also the power to make a virgin to conceive. So the Holy Virgin, contemplating the infinite extent of the power of God, fell down on her knees and finally uttered those words which brought down salvation to earth. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be done unto me according to thy word. And at that moment, Jesus Christ our Lord was conceived in her womb by the power of the Holy Ghost. And in the gospel for today, we can see what happened right after the Annunciation. As you know, the Virgin had learned by the words of the angel that her relative Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife, was pregnant. And so, out of her charity, Mary wanted to go and help her. The gospel says that Mary went with haste. With haste. Showing how eager she was to serve. And in this way, she was the first disciple of the Lord who came not to be served, but to serve. The Lord came not to be served, but to serve. And so the Virgin Mary, She goes to serve and not to be served. She, the mother of the king, goes to serve the mother of the servant. That is because our king is the king of charity, and his mother cannot be but the queen of charity. So the Virgin Mary went with haste to help Elizabeth. Now it is important for us to know that Elizabeth lived in a place close to Jerusalem called Enkerem, while Mary lived in Nazareth. Well, these two places are very far from each other. In fact, the distance from Nazareth to Enkerem is about 85 miles. So you see, the Virgin Mary walked 85 miles in the name of charity. So the Feast of the Visitation teaches us a lesson about fraternal charity, the charity that we should have towards each other. Faith without charity is dead. So we can learn here that our faith should lead us to help others, even if it means to give up our comfort sometimes. Charity is the opposite of selfishness. So we can see the great charity of Mary. Charity which led her to go and serve Elizabeth. Now, we know that the Annunciation happened on March 25th. And right after it, Mary started her journey. So the belief is that Mary arrived at the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth on March 30th. March 30th. So if it is the case, why do we have this feast on July the 2nd? The answer is simple. We read in the scriptures that the Blessed Virgin remained in the house of Elizabeth for about 3 months. So this feast on July 2nd marks not the day of arrival, but the day of departure of the Virgin. 1 day after the circumcision of the little John. But my brethren, the mystery of the Visitation cannot be reduced to the meeting of Mary and Elizabeth. No. In fact, in order to contemplate the full meaning of this mystery, we have to look inside the womb of Elizabeth. We have to look inside the womb of the Virgin Mary. The Visitation was, above all, the mystery of Christ in the womb of his mother, coming to visit John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth. It was Christ the Lord who, inside his mother, inspired her, directed her, drove her to the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth, because the Lord had a reason for that. What the Lord wanted was to sanctify the little John, to take away the original sin from his soul, and to fill his servant, with his grace. And that's why the Lord wanted it to go. So the Feast of the Visitation is, above all, a mystery of sanctification. We, with our eyes, we see Mary and Elizabeth. But the great mystery happened between Christ and John. When Mary arrived at the house and greeted Elizabeth, it is written that the child in the womb of Elizabeth moved. Well, the Lord came to sanctify his servant, and John felt, he felt the presence of his Savior. Some mystics say that at that moment, St. John genuflected before the Lord. Christ and John will have to wait 30 years to meet each other again. The next time will be at the Jordan River for the baptism of the Lord. So this Feast of the Visitation teaches us another lesson besides fraternal charity. This feast teaches us also a lesson on divine charity. We see how much God desires to sanctify our souls, how much he desires to do us good, as he did with the little John. So today we celebrate this double visitation. The visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, and the visitation of Christ to John. So let us strive, my brethren, to imitate the Virgin Mary and our Lord himself in their charity towards others, remembering that our Master came not to be served, but to serve and to give his own life for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. So may this be our goal as well, to serve God and our neighbor, and to spend, really, to spend our lives without fear for the glory of God and the salvation of our brethren. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.